difficult is it to kind of project how different of a team you're going to face in Sunday as opposed to the one you faced in January a year ago?
Probably could be difficult as much as it could not be difficult. I think we're both similar teams to what we were, and definitely tweaks are made, changes are made, and anytime you go into a first ball game, I think you have those kind of questions and lack of full understanding. So a bit of uncharted waters. So I think both sides, and any side going into a first game.
When you released Scott Tolzien, was there a question in the organization that, hey, he could end up on the Packers or one of our other opponents? I mean, that must have gone through your mind. And was that something you had to weigh at all?
Well, Scott's a good player. I mean, there's potential that he could be picked up by another ball club.
You think that knowing who he is and what he knows about this team, that can be a danger for your club?
Our plan is remains the same, and danger, not the word I would use, but
maybe that's a bad word, but yeah. Are you concerned that he's on a different club now and can kind of give inside secrets?
I'm sure there's things he knows, so we'll see how that plays out.
He said he had a long to-do list to get
acclimated
and everything.
Did you say Dawson?
Yes.
Okay, Phil?
Yes. How do you feel like his camp went and how he's ready to be going for the regular season?
Good. Feel good. He's kicked extremely well. He's fully acclimated onto the team and respected by everybody in the organization, and I can't wait to watch him kick.
My unofficial count, I think you've got 18 guys who are on the roster this year that weren't on the Super Bowl team last year. How do you think this team going in compares to what you had within a whisper of winning it all?
That's it's a good question. It's a question I, asked myself at various parts of the off season and the start of training camp, and certainly now. I mean, how are we a better team than we were last year at this time going in? And I feel good about our team, and we're ready to play our first game and prepare for it with a great Wednesday practice. So that's where we're at.
Jim was a connoisseur of quarterbacks. What makes Aaron Rodgers so tough?
What are you saying? I thought you were going to explain that to me. You're a connoisseur of quarterback. Connoisseur? am I?
A connoisseur?
I never been called a connoisseur of anything.
The first for everything. I'm trying to get better every day.
Yeah, it's obvious. He's, many think the best quarterback in the league. He's a spectacular quarterback. Not to compare him to anybody else, but, certainly if you're talking about who the best is, Aaron Rodgers is going to be in that conversation. He's a spectacular football player in every single way, the quarterback can be. And, we have great respect for him.
Coach, is Patrick Willis going to be ready to go on Sunday?
I think so.
Any cast on his hand?
Possible. Yeah.
Who's going to be your kick returner?
Feel like we have a pretty good idea of that, and in the coming days we'll solidify that.
Kyle will be.
We'll see. We'll see. And again, still solidifying some things. The team is handling it.
Did you have to talk with him at all yesterday?
The team's handling it.
I was bringing in Skelton for
Well, as always, I mean, we just don't talk about people that aren't on the team. And when it comes to possibilities or when it comes to workouts or, you know, the endless amount of, you know, specifics you could get into there, it's just something we don't do. Daily. He's good. I can't think of an example right now, but it's always good.
Jim, when you look at your receiving core, without Randy Moss, who would kind of fill that role that Moss was in last year? I mean, that's something that Patton or Moore
would do. What role are you talking about? I don't think it's, I mean, you know, either any of our receivers are attempting to fill shoes or be exactly like Randy Moss. Randy, you know, did a great job here, and, you know, you never compare players or talk about, you know, filling shoes. They're their own players, and we're excited to watch them play. I think they're going to do a great job.
How do you envision a developing, or what do you see in this guy to make you think that he can develop into that kind of Swiss Army knife?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, he's a real smart guy. Watching tape, looking at his measurables, that's started thinking that was a possibility. And now that we have a chance to have him on the team, we'll just see if that is a possibility. But I think, you know, again, you don't try to make a player be another player or, any set specific role. I mean, we come in and, he's his own player, talents, gifts, and, we'll see where it goes. But I think we got some high hopes there. Excited about it.
Started thinking about
it.
Was that pre-draft?
Yes.
What's your assessment of the Packers secondary?
Good ball skills. Veteran group, very athletic. They understand zone concepts. They're athletic and can use speed and ball skills to play man coverage. Physical presence. That's a very good group.
There's been talk about, when the referees came by in training camp, one of the rules that they discussed, obviously, was when a quarterback is handing off, for example, a read option, as he's carrying out his fake, he's not afforded the protections of being a passer. The quarterback can even get hit. Is that a concern for you with Kaepernick? And, is it any different than what they explained to you last year?
Yeah, we're still, still doing some talking there, to fully understand the what they're saying,
Is there kind of a gray area?
I think so. Yeah, I think there's a bit of a gray area. Yeah.
Defensive players have said that they're going to, take advantage of that gray area and hit your quarterback.
Well, my opinion is when the quarterback's, before he's declared being a runner, then he should be afforded the protection that all quarterbacks are afforded, until he declares and gets out of the pocket and starts running with the ball or running an option or carrying out a bootleg and attempting to, run or pass when he's outside of the pocket, But while he's in the pocket, I believe that he's he's a quarterback till he declares that he's a runner. And that's I think that's the those are the conversations right now, and haven't gotten final clarification on what it's going to be.
Do you think that everything that was done by the Ravens in the Super Bowl, that's been used as a template for how teams might guard against or defend Kaepernick? Do you think everything that was done in the Super Bowl was legal on the up and up?
Yes.
Couple more?
Hi, sir. So you're in contact with the league.
Probably not. No, but monitoring. I mean, yeah, probably have a discussion with the referees prior to the game. You know, it's you know, I mean, yeah. You're hearing a lot of tough talk right now. I mean, you're hearing some intimidating type of talk, kind of things that, you know, same thing we were hearing a couple years ago, you know, what sounds a lot like targeting, you know, a specific player. And, you know, you definitely start to wonder, you know, I mean, somebody, a man will usually tell you his bad intentions, and if you just listen, and you wonder what's being discussed publicly. I mean, you know what's being said publicly, not what's being said privately. And I hope that, you know, that you hope that their intent isn't going to be anything that's not within the rules.